Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. We're proud to be your hosts here, bringing you some little tidbits of information. And of course, Father's Day coming up this Sunday. So we want you to remember Dad on that as well.
That's right.
Remember yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. That'd be a great place to pick up a Father's Day gift.
Absolutely.
They have knives and all kinds of stuff down there. So more than 25 vendors with a huge selection of ever-changing antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can give them a call at 605-642-5884. Make an appointment and they'll try to get down there to meet you. So Kim, what else?
Tri-State Livestock News. They have all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. They have information on grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events, all part of a comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Well, of course, we've been focusing on Father's Day coming up and some little tidbits about Father's Day and stories shared with us about Father's Day. And Kim, do you have one of those short little stories for us?
I do. Mine's called Homemade Topsy Tale. And it actually reminds me, I'll tell you a story afterwards. When this is sent in by Heather Muir, when my mom was at work and my dad was on the night shift, he'd be in charge of doing my really super curly hair in the morning. I wanted a topsy tail so badly. So my dad made one for me using duct tape and a piece of plastic from a brown hanging basket. It worked perfectly.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, what was your story to go with
okay,
that?
Okay, so I remember when Timber, our oldest son, his girls, he has three girls, and when they were really little, he'd have to do their hair. And of course, that was not his strong point, shall
sure.
we say. And so he'd just pick them up by their ankles, shake them a little bit, and then gather up the hair. And that's how he made ponytails.
Just put a ponytail around it, and it was good to go.
It was good to go. He'd gather it up as he hung them from their toes.
On another program, I talked about some gifts for Dad, and this is one you might want to check out. It's a barbecue toolbox, but it's more than just a toolbox. So I want you to imagine those old red toolboxes that the lid opened up in the middle and split out both ways, so that it was kind of like two or three levels in there. Perfect for camping trips or impromptu mini barbecues. You won't find any screwdrivers or hammers inside this toolbox. Instead, there's a stainless steel grill, a place to warm the buns, and plenty of space for your marinades and condiments. All you need to bring are the barbecue tools and some meat to throw on there. In fact, get you a nice old steak and throw that on there. Going to cost you about $100 on that one. But also, $22.9 billion was expected to be spent in the U.S. on Father's Day in 2023. That's from the National Retail Foundation. But as I said earlier, that's 38% less than people spend on Mother's Day.
Okay, we got that.
Just want to make that point.
Well, let me get it written down here.
Okay. The average spend per person was expected to be $196.23.
Ooh.
I thought that was kind of high.
Yeah.
Clothing was
Must be cheap.
Clothing was the most common Father's Day gift choice, with 55% of people planning to buy their dad some new threads. And $2.8 billion will be spent on gift cards as Father's Day gifts. And the most important thing when buying a Father's Day gift is for 44% of people was that it was something unique or different. Now, gift cards were the most wanted gift by dads.
Oh, that's good to know.
With 40% of them hoping for one for Father's Day. So gift cards, if you're waiting to that last minute, gift cards, Dad's probably going to want one of those. So.
That's right. That's what he wants. Hey, I've got this. Nick Hudson was born in June of 1963. And on his 42nd birthday, he was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. Nick fought to the end. And here's a poem that was written in memory of him. Someone who's special is missing today, someone that all of us knew. And so if we may, in our own cowboy way, we come now to share this with you. The riderless horse you are seeing today bears a saddle for Nick Hudson here. For sadly, our friend, we won't be riding again, but always his spirit is near. Nick Hudson's memory will live in our hearts, a roper, announcer, and pard. And so, my friends, when the roping begins, forgetting about Nick will be hard. He'd tell us now, you just keep on living, don't shed any tears for old Nick. But more than just living, he's a heap load of giving. But now, for his sake, I'll be quick. Nick's passing is today, June 16th. And now, folks, you have been listening to The Good Stuff.